Holy crap, you guys. How is this my 40th episode of Fun on Weekdays podcast? I swear time flies when you're having fun. But I feel like that was the perfect joke, you know? Fun on Weekdays. Anyways, welcome back, you guys. My name is Jenna Palick. I'm 24. I live in Austin, Texas, and I'm turning 25 in September. You have any good, you know, golden year, quarter of a century ideas for me to celebrate the big day? Let me know. But I wanted to do like a quick little introduction because you may have just found me, you may be just now joining my podcast, and I just want to say that I'm so appreciative of everyone that is here. And in addition to 40 episodes, I am so freaking close. I feel like by the time this episode comes out, I will have hit a million downloads. I don't really know the difference between streams and downloads. But I just want to say thank you so much to everybody. This is literally crazy. All started from a TikTok, and you know, it's really, really cool to be able to sit here and share my life with you guys, and I'm very fortunate to be able to do so. And I feel like one of the things that I try to do is just be very, very honest about my life and the struggles that I go through, and hopefully help y'all understand that you're not alone. And I did an episode a little while back. It was called Not So Fun on Weekdays. And it was basically about a lot of stresses that I had going on in my life. And at the time, I was really nervous to put it out because I thought maybe this will be interpreted like I'm complaining or I'm not grateful or like, you know, I was a little bit nervous. And turns out you guys had literally so much support, so many nice, encouraging things to say. And I think that episode really helped me realize that even though that was kind of oversharing a lot of my life and very vulnerable for me to put out there for anyone to listen to, I think it did a lot of good and it helped a lot of people feel a little bit less alone. And so a couple days ago, I was with a friend and Connor had asked, how do you come up with the ideas of the topics that you're going to talk about for the podcast? Like every week, how do you come up with those ideas? And honestly, I really just think about what I'm going through in my personal life, and I try to take some type of learning or message from it and turn it into an episode, whether that's like an hour and a half or 40 minutes. So I don't know how long this is gonna last today, but I wanted to kind of go off of that one episode that I did and share with you something that happened yesterday that made me realize, okay, I need to sit down and talk about this because so many women go through this. So many people, not even women specifically, like really struggle with the idea of gaining weight or maybe losing weight and just not being the same size that you maybe are used to being and feeling like a little bit of an identity shift, because when so much of your identity is revolved around like what size you've always been, you feel a little bit unlike yourself. And that is definitely something that I've been struggling with lately. And so today's episode is all about my realization that I am no longer a size 2, and that is perfectly okay because I am so much more than that. Since this episode is talking all about how to feel confident in your body, obviously a really big part of that is dressing to clothes that make you feel good. And of course, as you know, Fun on Weekdays podcast is sponsored by Macy's. So I wanted to remind you that Macy's has so many different styles and sizes to make you feel confident this summer. My personal go-to lately has been like an oversized unbuttoned shirt. What do you call that? Like just a button-down shirt, I guess. And then matching shorts. I just got a new set in pink and green. So if you want to check out some of my favorite styles that make me feel good and confident, you can head over to macys.com/FOW. So what I wanted to talk about first is kind of where my story of my relationship with my size kind of originated from. So growing up, I had two older sisters, and I was, you know, the youngest. Obviously, I had two older. And because of that, obviously, we share a lot of clothes, right? Like hand-me-downs were one of the good things about having sisters is we can all share clothes. One of the bad things is that if you're the youngest and you're a little bit thicker and you don't fit into the hand-me-downs, it can be really discouraging, especially at like a younger age. And so growing up, my sister Erin was stick thin. I mean, even now she's still super petite. And I think being younger and looking up to her and then getting her clothes and then them like not fitting me and not looking as good on me as her, and being younger, but like her being able to wear smaller clothes was always a little bit like damaging. And this is no shade to my parents at all. Like, the hand-me-downs were a reason because, I mean, it's so expensive to have kids. Like, of course, that's ideal. But I think especially in, like, third grade, I started gaining a little bit of weight, you know, starting to get a little bit older, maybe getting some hair on my legs. I started shaving. I started needing to wear deodorant and a bra. And, like, puberty's happening and you're gaining a little bit of weight. And just growing up, I'd always compared myself to my sister and just never really was, like, confident in myself. And so I remember specifically there was this time where every single summer we would go to Hilton Head Island, and my grandparents had a timeshare there. So there was one day that we were going bathing suit shopping. We went to Limited 2, of course. All the bad girls out there remember Limited 2. Oh my God. They had that little like photo booth in there. Everything was like pink and green and polka dot. And they had those really good like lip smacker lip glosses. What I would do to have a vanilla one of those. So anyways, we're there, we're picking out bathing suits, and of course Aaron gets to wear all the really cute stringy little triangle bathing suits. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not overly heavy, but I'm significantly heavier than her. And just being younger, I was like, well, I'm supposed to be smaller than you. And I ended up getting this pink and orange tankini. Which is funny because pink and orange are now my brand colors. But I remember crying in the fitting room when I was in like third grade because I just didn't get to wear the cute things that she got to wear. And that memory just like always sticks with me. I mean, I've moved past it. I understand, like, I was so young at the time. But I think that thought of just constantly comparing myself to someone else that I looked up to has kind of been a constant in my life. And I think that's a constant for a lot of women, is we're just kind of like made to believe that our worth is based on how we look and what size we are and how pretty we are and how successful we are. And yeah, it's very damaging. So that's kind of when everything started for me, I would say. And then getting into high school, I got braces, I hit puberty, I started kind of thinning out and like kind of filling my body more, I guess you would say. And I was just super active in high school. I think I've talked about this like a lot, but I cheered, I did drama club, I worked, I was just constantly moving. And I think also just understanding that at 16 years old when you're in high school, 18 years old when you graduate, our metabolism is so much different than it is as a young adult. Like, I did not have to work out the way that I have to work out now to achieve that type of like physique. Physique, is that even like the right word? But just understanding that in high school, my metabolism worked differently. Like, my body was different, and I really didn't have to do much other than just kind of like genetics and being very privileged in that I kind of took care of myself. I was just busy and I didn't really focus too much on my weight, but I would say that for the majority of my high school years, I've always been pretty small, like a zero or a two. And my friends always used to make fun of me for like having no butt. Like, literally, I look at pictures now, my butt was so freaking flat. So it was just kind of funny. But I remember at the time always being like insecure and just not being grateful in the moment for being in pretty good shape. And I remember being in high school and just constantly comparing myself to my friends. I had a friend, Emily, who was a gymnast, and she was so muscular. She had the best butt. To this day, she's still like so fit. And then I had a friend, Tessa. She's got the biggest butt I've ever seen. Literally, go off, Tessa. We always, like, I think in high school, I was just constantly envious of my friends and other people. And growing up when I was younger, I was constantly envious of my sister, and kind of like how that envy has translated into different stages of my life is really interesting. And I think it plays a big part of how I view myself. So in high school, you know, I just was never really like fully confident in myself. But then it's just so crazy to me that when I look back at my years in college, I would compare my college body to how I was in high school. And I'd be like, oh my God, my arms were so skinny in high school. I wish I would have appreciated that in the moment. And I think that's what I realized, is that in every single stage of my life, when I look back, I'm like, oh, I wish I would have appreciated this while I had it and not been so hard on myself. So then I go to college, and you know, college is a huge lifestyle change. I mean, a lot of people gain what they call the freshman 15. I actually did the opposite. I ended up losing a lot of weight because I went through a breakup and I was very, very sad. I slept like pretty much all day. I skipped a lot of my classes. My parents can tell you that I didn't really do that great in school my freshman year. Not that it was bad, but just in comparison to my grades in high school, I slipped up a lot. And thinking about your lifestyle in college, you're walking to all of your classes. I mean, I didn't have a car. You don't really park on campus. And also the food there. This was the first time I was like living on my own. So when I didn't have my parents cooking me dinner every night, I skipped a lot of meals, or I would use my meal plan and I would get Ben and Jerry's ice cream and pretzels and a Gatorade. And that is what I would eat for the night. So it was no surprise to me that like in college, during those times that I was super unhappy going through a breakup, which if you need any breakup advice, I did an episode that's called How to Heartbreak. I still to this day, I think it's one of my most like vulnerable episodes. And I think there's a lot of really good takeaways from that. So go and listen to that if you haven't. But during that time, I was very thin. And actually a lot of my clothes didn't fit me because they were too big. And I think even that itself, like being on both sides where your clothes are either too big or they're too small, it's like very mentally draining because everything that you put on, you don't feel confident in. And just the way that you dress yourself and the way that you go out in public has a lot to do with how you feel about yourself and how you project yourself. So college, you know, I was just a little bit skinnier. And when I look back on it, I was not happy like at all, but I was also getting a lot of compliments at that time. Like, I mean, my weight was fluctuating. Like when I had the breakups, I would lose a lot of weight, but then I would also go out a lot. I would drink a lot. And that balance of like not really eating during the day, going to class and then going out at night. I also bartended. I spent a lot of time like out, and then you get drunk and then you eat like really bad food for you and you binge eat like a ton. You wake up the next morning, you feel like crap and you don't want to eat all day. It was just constantly like this cycle. I was truly never taking care of myself. But when I look at my body in pictures, I'm like, ooh, I look so good. Okay, well, I might look good in that picture, but I know how I felt. So I try now to think about how I felt during that time versus how I looked, and I try to compare that instead. So then let's talk about post-college, because, oh my gosh, post-college is very different. I moved to a new city. I didn't really know anyone. I was living on my own for the first time ever. And even in college, I was only about an hour away from home. So this was truly my first time like out on my own. So I gained quite a bit of weight when I first moved to Austin. I was constantly going out. I was always trying new restaurants. And as much as I went on walks and I tried to work out when I first moved here, it was just a huge lifestyle change. And I don't think there was anything that I necessarily did to change like my eating habits or anything dramatically, but I think just being in a new environment, it's very hot here, constantly dehydrated, and just, I don't know, a lot of different factors. I think I gained some weight and I was on like birth control at the time. That, I mean, birth control we could talk about another time, but just having a different lifestyle from being in college and going to classes and having stuff and going to different places throughout the day versus post-grad life, where I was working from home. I was literally sitting in my bed all day, every day, working. I rarely went to like different coffee shops. I mean, I did towards like the end of my job, the last couple months I was there, but when I first moved to Austin, it was COVID. So like, I mean, you were pretty limited on what you could do and where you could go. And because I was working from home, I would pretty much lay in bed and sleep in between my calls. I mean, I did not like my job and I'm pretty open about that now, but at the time when I was at TikTok, I tried to kind of mask that because, I mean, I got the job very publicly, so I felt like I had a lot of pressure to enjoy the job because it was positioned as this like dream job, but when in reality, I just really didn't enjoy it. So I naturally started gaining a little bit of weight. And when I started noticing that change in myself, it really affected how I viewed myself and it viewed how I saw other people around me. And I think back to one of my best friends that I made here in Austin. Her name is Sarah Elizabeth. I'm in her wedding this fall. And she is just literally the sweetest Southern belle, like just genuinely one of the best friends that I have. And this makes me like so upset to think about, because during that time when I had been gaining weight, not really like comfortable in myself, you know, I don't know. I just looked at her and I wanted to look like her. She was this blonde Southern belle, and it seems like all of the guys in Austin really liked her. Nobody really liked me. So I thought. But the reason why I thought that was because I didn't like myself. And so I was very jealous of her. And I feel like I constantly looked at her for, oh, I wish I had her hair, or I wish I had her body. But on the other side of that, like, she probably felt the same way about other people, and I just didn't realize it at the time. And so I was pretty sad, as though, as much as I was like busy in Austin and I was having fun, I was doing cool things, and you know, people looked like I had this great life, and I did, don't get me wrong, I did, but my confidence in myself was not the best at that time. And I think a lot of it had to do with my weight and just not feeling comfortable. Like, a lot of my clothes were a little bit tighter, and I don't know, I just surrounded myself with somebody who I thought was so beautiful. I wanted to be like Sarah. So I told myself that when it was 2021, I was gonna have this big glow up, and I actually posted a TikTok about it, and the TikTok went kind of viral, and I ended up duetting that TikTok like 2 or 3 months later. And at the beginning of the year of last year, I talked about this in the one episode I did, Not So Fun on Weekdays. I had COVID in January, and being in my bed for 10 days, I didn't have taste or smell. I unfortunately lost those. Even now to this day, some things like smell and taste weird, which sucks that I don't really like peanut butter anymore. But because of COVID, I did lose like weight, and it wasn't necessarily intentional, but I was like super happy about it, because after that, when I finally started getting my energy back, I remember going through my closet and I was deciding like what I was gonna keep, what I was gonna get rid of. And this was before I was really doing social media full time. So I was really like holding on to clothes that I had from high school even. And I think that just holding on to clothes for so many years can also be something that's not necessarily like the healthiest thing for yourself. And when I realized that I could now fit into some of those smaller clothes that I've been holding on to, I was like, oh my God. And I started kind of like going out more, like things were opening up again in Austin. And I started getting a lot of compliments, and a lot of other people started recognizing that I had like lost weight. My face looked a little thinner. I didn't feel as bloated, and I started working out a lot more too. And so I was going like cycling 3 or 4 times a week. And then I would, after that, go to the gym, and then I would lift weight. And I just, honestly, like when I look back, I know that what I was doing was not healthy at all, but truly in the time that I was doing it, I felt like I was taking care of myself. I know now, looking back, because I actually am taking care of myself, that that wasn't healthy, but I was definitely idolizing that lifestyle because I felt like that's what I had seen people doing on social media. And because people were constantly telling me I looked good and I looked skinny and I had abs and dropped the routine and all of these things, I feel like they were fueling me when I wasn't fueling myself. I talked about this in the episode, but during that time I had also taken Adderall as well. I think working from home, and I didn't take it often, but working from home, even now, I get so sidetracked, and it was really, really frustrating because I didn't have a team or like employees around me to help me stay on pace, and especially working in a job that I really didn't know much about. I just felt like I wasn't good enough. There were never enough hours in the day to get what I needed to get done in order to get promoted and think about all these things in the future that I wanted to accomplish. So I started taking Adderall, and it really did help me like stay on track. But as many people know, that like curbs your appetite. And so a combination of overworking out, like hardly eating, and the Adderall, I was so burnt out. And during that time too, I was I hated my job, so I was going out pretty much like every night of the week doing something that involved drinking to some sort. And I called that fun on weekdays. And looking back now, I still believe in the idea of fun on weekdays, but as I've said many times, my idea of what is fun has immensely changed, and I'm very proud of the growth that I've had personally. But I think that I learned a lot in that stage. And so when I look back on at the beginning of 2021 and I see these pictures of me in a bikini and like maybe I'll post an old photo and people will reply to my in my DMs and be like, oh my God, you look so good. And I'm like, well, that's an old picture. And then I get kind of upset about it. But then I realize, okay, but I wasn't healthy. Like that was not good. And I don't want to promote that either. I don't want people to feel the way that I felt just because I thought that I looked good in the moment. So that brings me to kind of current. So in the fall / winter time, I noticed that I had been kind of putting on like a little bit of weight, and not because I knew how much weight I gained like from stepping on a scale, but because my clothes were fitting like a little bit tighter. And as many of you know, I moved to LA and that was a very big lifestyle change. I didn't have a car there. I was living with Mike and Connor, and at that time I had a lot of like relationship stress and social media stress and job stress. I had just quit my job, and so I kind of viewed that time as a new stage of my life. And I think with every stage of your life, you have to realize that your body is going to be in a different stage of life as well, and it's going to react to the different things that you're going through, whether it's physical or mental. And so as I was sleeping a lot less, I was so freaking stressed. I just like was not feeling myself in LA like at all. And I came back to Austin at the beginning of 2022. And I kind of viewed being back here as like a fresh start, essentially, that I needed to get away for a little bit, but then I realized being away made me appreciate it so much more. So I made the mistake of stepping on the scale at the beginning of this year, and I saw that I had gained 15 pounds, and I was just genuinely so upset because I hadn't weighed myself since probably like college. And so even though that could have happened like over time, I just assumed that it had happened in the past like month or two. And I think what I did was just get really fixated on the number. And I just realized that I never wanted to step on a scale again because it just made me feel so shitty. And then I had to put things into perspective that like I've been adapting to a new lifestyle. I quit my job, which is a really huge thing to do. And working for myself, I've been trying to create a new routine. I've been traveling a lot, which is very hard on your body and your sleep schedule, and just being anxious from that, getting a puppy and having a new responsibility, moving into an office, and like all of these changes in my life are so exciting, but the changes in my life are reacting, or the changes in my body are reacting to the changes in my life. And so I cut out gluten and dairy in October of last year just for trying to help with my skin, and I think it really definitely did help. I mean, if you're watching this video, I have like a breakout near my mouth, but for the most part, my skin has gotten a lot better and I've just felt a lot more energy. And in terms of working out, I don't really work out like I used to. I lift more weight now with Connor. I go to his gym and I eat a lot more protein. So when we do cook at home, it's typically like steak, salmon, chicken, some type of carb like a rice or noodles, and then vegetable. And I think just the way that I fuel my body now is so much different than what I used to. I eat like an acai bowl or a smoothie or some type of fruit every single morning. I eat like eggs and bacon and potatoes, and like I don't limit myself in what I eat as much. And I've never wanted to do like a what I eat in a day type of video, because I think the only people who should be doing that, and maybe this is even to an extent, are like licensed dietitians. I don't think that you should be looking towards anybody for what they post online, because you have to understand that what people post online is only part of the truth. And if I look back on what I was posting last year about my quote unquote workout routine, only part of the actual workout was why I looked the way that I did. So just, yeah, my eating habits now are, you know, like a lot better. I'm still working on it, but I also don't go out as much. I maybe go out like 1 to 3 times a month, or I'll drink if there's like an event going on or something like that. But in terms of going out to clubs where I'm like over consuming and I'm getting super drunk, or I'm taking shots and I'm drinking lots of sugary drinks or something like that, I just don't do as much. So in my mind, I am doing everything that I can to take care of my body. I'm eating healthier, I'm trying to sleep more, I'm trying to be more organized, I'm trying to be on more of a routine, and I feel like for the first time in the past year, I feel like my life is probably the closest to together as it has been. And I'm much stronger, but then like, why are my clothes tighter? If I'm doing all of these like good things for myself, why are my clothes tighter? Like, it should be the opposite. But then I realized I need to like change my mindset about that. So the first time, well, yesterday, when I realized that this is what I was gonna talk about for the week, honestly, I had no idea what my topic for the podcast was going to be. And I was filming a TikTok for Princess Polly Haul, and I put on like 3 or 4 pieces from what I had chosen. And I was making the video, and what I realized was I was like, oh, I wish I would have gotten a size up, like this runs small. Or I would say this runs small, definitely like size up because it's this material or blah, blah. And I kept making excuses for why it ran small. But then I got to these pair of white pants and this white corset top. It's a really, really cute set. The pants are like cut out on the waist, a little risque. And I could hardly pull these pants over my butt. Like literally the little zipper thing was like dangling in my butt crack. Like I could feel a drift of wind in my butt crack because these would not zip. And I was about to film it and literally just show myself with it half zipped, half crack out, and say like, this is super cute. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? This is not the kind of person that I am. Like, what? And in that moment, I realized the clothes are not running small. I just got bigger and this is not my size anymore. And what I realized is that I've been ordering clothes for the size that I want to be and the size that I have been for majority of my life, and not for what I currently am. And I feel like when you've been around the same size your whole life and now you have like this change, you're kind of like a little bit in denial, and you maybe like blame the brands, or you blame like the product or something like that, versus seeing like there's nothing wrong with going up a size or gaining a little bit of weight or your clothes being a little bit tighter. There is nothing wrong with that. And I think truly yesterday was like my realization of that. And I actually was like okay with it. I stopped filming, and that's not the video that I'm using for that sponsored post. But I was like, you know what? I would look and feel so much better if I just got this in the size that I actually wear, which is probably a size or two up. And I think also working in social media, you get sent a lot of stuff, which like, yes, it's definitely a perk. A lot of people like that about it. But also you get sent stuff that you didn't ask for. And sometimes they'll send you stuff that just doesn't fit. And when you get sent something from a brand and you try to put it on and it's too small, you use your clothes as a gauge for your health. And you use those clothes to kind of determine your worth by a number or a size. And so when I realized, okay, maybe I like need to go up a size, I don't know why, but intrinsically I thought like, oh, that makes me like less attractive, or that makes me like less worthy, and I don't feel as confident with myself. But the reality is like, I actually probably feel the most confident in my body than I have in quite a bit of time. I feel strong, I feel energized, I feel like I have so much like motivation lately, especially from you guys and especially from a lot of life changes, that this is actually like a success for me. So going into the summer, I think a lot of us put so much pressure on our summer bodies being in our best shape possible, our best physical shape. But what we don't put enough pressure on is being in our best mental space. And I saw a TikTok the other day of this girl. I don't remember for the life of me who it was, and my phone is dead, otherwise I would look it up right now. So if you guys know who it is, let me know. There was this video, and this girl said that instead of looking forward to the summer, she treats every single day like she is waking up on June 1st. June 1st is like that first day of summer where like you feel good, you look good, but you look good because you feel good. You're like energized, you're working out, you're doing something for yourself, like you're looking forward to plans with friends. And she treats every day like it's June 1st and wakes up and does all the things that she wants to do and feel on that first day of summer. And I think that's a really, really good kind of mindset to take into the summer. Another thing is I have bathing suits that I have had since literally freshman year of college when I was at like my lowest point probably in my life, maybe when I was like super, super thin. I lost a lot of weight. And I still hold on to those bathing suits. And for what? I literally look at those bathing suits and I'm like, oh, one day I'm gonna be this skinny again. Okay, no, because then I look back at it and I'm like, no, because when I was that size, I was so sad. I was so unhappy. I don't wanna be like that again. And I feel like those bathing suits, I allow them to have a different meaning than what they should. I feel like those bathing suits that no longer fit me should represent like the years that I shed, that I like let go from, that I moved past, that I grew up from. And instead I like let them hold me back. So the other day, Connor and I were going paddleboarding, and as he's getting ready, I lock myself in the bathroom. I am overanalyzing my entire body, literally plucking, okay, this is TMI, but who cares, we'll share it. I've always had a lot of hair growing up. I have dark hair. My dad always told me that hairy girls are the prettiest girls, and I believed it. I wanted to believe it, and so I do. And they told me not to shave my arms, so I listened, but when they told me not to shave my stomach, I did not listen. So I have a little bit of a happy trail growing on my stomach, just as many girls with dark hair do, and I'm in the bathroom, you know, plucking my fucking happy trail hairs, and I'm going through my bathing suit, like, bin, and every single bathing suit that I put out, I mean, it took me literally 45 minutes to decide on a bathing suit, and even still then, I was not happy. And I was just getting so defeated and worked up because the bathing suits that I kept trying to put on are old and they don't fit me anymore. So the sides are cutting into my butt, and like my butt grew a little bit because I've been lifting more weight and I'm stronger and I have muscle now. And instead of thinking like, ooh, my butt looks good, I'm like, oh shit, these are so tight, my love handles look bad, or like this is just not flattering. And so I realized that bathing suits are like literally the worst piece of clothing if you let them be. And I definitely have let them be, and any advice, I would love to take it. But I have made a vow to myself that I am getting rid of every single bathing suit that I put on that I don't feel confident in. You know how you have those bathing suits that are like really cute, they're super trendy, and like they're very cute, but they don't fit you right, and they don't make you feel good, or like you have to constantly fix it, or if it's sitting in a specific way, you don't like how you look. I have so many of those because I have always bought swimsuits for fashion, not for function. So every single time that I'm going to put on a bathing suit and I put it on and it's not fitting me the way that I want it to, I feel like super down on myself. And instead of doing that, I need to just get rid of all that shit that doesn't feel good so that all of the bathing suits that I actually have are ones that I know if I put it on, it's gonna fit me good. It's gonna be comfortable. And if it's comfortable and it fits me well and it's laying correctly, I'm gonna feel so much more confident. And putting on a bathing suit in itself will be just so much less daunting. So that is my advice going into the summer, is get rid of those bathing suits that you always think like, oh, this is so cute. Get rid of it. Because if you don't feel good in it, you're literally never gonna wear it, and it'll just stay in your drawer as a reminder of something that you want to fit you. But like, it doesn't need to. It's just not made for your body type, and that's perfectly okay. There are so many other ones that are, that will make you feel so good and so confident. And I need to find that. So here are some things that, this is kind of like my advice on how to help feel a little bit less down about these changes with our bodies. So the number one thing that I think I've done recently that has made me feel a lot better is realizing that I am now working out for energy and enjoyment because it's fun and it's like usually a highlight of my day. And it's a privilege that I get to be able to work out. And sometimes I use it as like a way to bond with friends, to meet up with them, or a way to connect with Connor. I do it for enjoyment now versus trying to lose weight or like forcing myself to go to the gym because I don't want to be a certain size or I want to get rid of XYZ on my body. I use it as more of like a hobby now versus around this time last year, it was like a chore almost. I mean, I did enjoy it to an extent, but my intention for working out was completely different than it is now. I think it's so fun to see like how much weight I can lift. I'm like kind of new to weightlifting. Not that I'm a bodybuilder by any means, you guys, but it's just like, it's fun. It's fun to see how much I can lift or how fast I can pedal in a cycling class, how long I can endure that, how long I can hold a position in a bar class, versus how many calories I burned. So I stopped wearing my Apple Watch. I stopped tracking how many calories I burned. I stopped trying to figure out how many calories I could eat based on how many I burned. And I felt a lot better about myself. I stopped weighing myself because I realized that like that number on that scale does not determine how I should feel about myself. And I stopped thinking about the weight or the size that I've gained, but rather the immeasurable things that I have gained in the past year. My empathy, my love, my compassion, my career growth, my muscle, my wisdom, my accountability. I mean, the amount of things that I have gained in this past year, aside from my weight, are just completely immeasurable and mean so, so, so much more than a size pair of pants that I put on. And I think I'm just literally so fortunate that I even get to be able to like talk about this on a podcast, because I think sharing it helps people understand that even if somebody has a social media following, they still go through so many of the same things. And I used to compare myself on social media to like other people, you know, growing up in high school, when I said I compared myself to my friends, well, we didn't really have social media the way that we do now. And so when it first came about and you're comparing yourself to these Instagram girls, I'm like, now I can look back and realize, okay, those are edited photos. And I now compare myself to my old self, but I realize those are still edited photos. And just being on social media, I think that you idolize a version of these people that you think that you know. But even myself, like, I feel a lot of pressure that people think I'm very confident in myself because I am pretty unfiltered and I'm pretty vulnerable on the internet. But I would be absolutely lying if I said that I don't overanalyze videos of my body that I post. Like, if I'm wearing a workout set and you can see my arms, or I'm wearing a bathing suit and you can see my stomach, I 100% watch those videos like 5 times before I post them. And I think if I can get on this podcast and I can tell that to you, then maybe you help understand that like we are all just women with the same types of issues, and the only thing that's gonna help us is realizing that we all are going through it and we can all help each other and we can all like lift each other up. And that is really what the main purpose of this episode is. So another thing that I have done to kind of help is every month I try to do like a closet clean out. Maybe not every month, it just really depends. But I'm getting rid of clothes that I no longer wear. Like, there are so many pairs of jeans and shorts and like tank tops and dresses that are just way too freaking small for me. And I wore them when I was like 20 years old. And I'm like, why do I think that I'm still supposed to be able to fit in that? I'm almost 25. That's like 4 years ago. My body's different. My lifestyle is different. I've changed. I don't have to fit into that to still like look good and feel good. So I'm getting rid of all that shit and I'm letting it go. And it's gonna feel so good to like step into a new life. And not that this is like dramatic in any way, but I think just the mindset of it in itself is a new life. Michaela Nagero, is that how you say her last name? I really don't know how to pronounce it. I think that is it. She does a lot of beauty videos on TikTok. She's literally like one of my favorite people that I've followed since I started social media, since I ever downloaded TikTok. I am just absolutely in love with this girl. Everything that she says, every single video, I love her. And she recently was going through the same thing where she gained weight and she made a whole video about how she's so excited that now she found these bathing suits that she feels good in. She's getting rid of all that shit that has been taking up space in her closet and in her mind. And literally all the comments on it were just so positive that it really like encouraged me. And now I'm like, okay, I need to do the same thing. I keep holding on to these things that I loved at one point, but they're no longer serving me and they're not motivating me in a positive way. So let's just get rid of them. I also need to realize that I notice things about myself that literally no one else does. I pick myself apart to the world's end. But if I was talking to a friend and that friend was picking herself apart the way that I do to myself, I would be so upset to hear somebody talk about themselves negatively the way that I talk about myself sometimes. And I think honestly, being with Connor, maybe I recognize that more, and being around friends that like help me acknowledge when I'm being like mean to myself, it really helps me understand how often I talk negatively to myself. And this summer, like I said, okay, I want to be in my best mental shape possible, and it all starts with how I talk to myself. It all starts with how I am a friend to myself. And if my friend is talking shit to herself, that I would be so upset. So I need to carry that same energy to myself. Okay, the last thing, aside from me just like really wanting you to remind you that I am literally like a normal person with the same struggles, and I'm very, very, very lucky, and like honestly I'm starting to tear up even just thinking about it. The fact that I like get to share this online and that people get to listen to me, maybe when you are like feeling really down yourself. Oh my God, why am I crying? Like this truly is a privilege, and I did not ever imagine myself having this type of career, but like the impact that I know that some of these types of videos and episodes makes is truly the reason why I do open my life up on the internet. So I just want you to know that you're not alone. So my last thing is just understanding that our bodies are going to change for the rest of our lives. They say 25 is when you start aging, which I don't know about that. I hope I don't, but I feel like aging always has this like such negative connotation to it. But as you age, as you get older, I'm gonna have kids. My body is immensely going to change from that. That's such a beautiful thing, motherhood. And many people have like challenges with that when your body is changing from something that you're so used to having, or postpartum, wrinkles, menopause. You know, there's gonna be so many points of our lives that we're continuously going to change as our life changes. And the sooner that we can accept that, the sooner we can appreciate our body as it is and the privilege that we have to be in our body as we currently are. And just the understanding that 5 years from now, I'm gonna look back at myself as I currently am and be like, damn, I wish I would have appreciated what I had in the moment. And I try to put myself in my future body and think about how I would feel looking at myself now. And I try to channel that energy towards myself. And every single day is a struggle. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I am this ball of wisdom that I don't feel bad about myself on many days. But I feel like at least hopefully me sharing this helps you feel less alone, and maybe you can take some of this advice, and hopefully this will help you. My fun on weekdays activity for you this week is to go through your closet, go through your underwear drawer, your bra drawer, your swimsuits, everything. Go through everything and throw that shit away that doesn't fit you, that doesn't serve you. Well, don't throw it away, donate it. Donate it to Goodwill, a thrift store, a Salvation Army, a women's shelter, literally donate it anywhere. List it online if you want to for sale. Just get rid of it. It's literally holding you back more than it's allowing you to grow physically and emotionally and mentally. So that is it, you guys. I am gearing up for a vacation to Cabo, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get some bathing suits that I feel fucking hot in, and I'm gonna post my video, my pictures, my thirst traps. So make sure you like them when they come out. Okay. okay, you guys. I will talk to you next Tuesday. All right.